This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report, Books in Different Ways in 2023. I shared an article in the New York Times with my gang about an unusual kind of event that started in Brooklyn called Reading Rhymes, which was started by a couple of guys who thought they weren't reading enough and had a plan. It was interesting, especially this time of year when everywhere you look, you find lists of someone's best books of the year. I still read a lot, and I find time at the gym, on planes, or whenever. Keeping a spreadsheet over the last decade, I average more than 100 books a year for work, pleasure, radio interviews, and in recent years, audiobooks that keep me company driving. A friend recently expressed surprise when he found I'd read a book about eels, largely in the UK, that he was reading. What the heck? Why not push my 2023 highlight reels on you? So here goes. First, for various interviews, here are my faves. Zapata and the Mexican Revolution by John Womack. I was interviewing him about something else, but it brought me to the classic. The End of Family Court, How Abolishing the Court Brings Justice to Children and Families by Jane Spinak, a devastating critique. War Made Invisible, How America Hides the Human Toll of Its Military Machine by Norman Solomon. Second, my picks for the year, The Big Myth, How American Business Taught Us to Loathe Government and Love the Free Market by Naomi Yorks and a co-author. I read anything she writes. Public Virtues, Public Vices, Philanthropy and the Democratic Equality by Emma Sanders Hastings, The Privileged Poor, How Elite Colleges Are Failing Disadvantaged Students by Anthony Abraham Jack, Saving Time, Discovering a Life Beyond the Clock by Jenny O'Dell, Weathering the Extraordinary Stress of Ordinary Life in an Unjust Society by Arlene Geronimus, Pave Paradise, How Parking Explains the World by Harry Graber, Urban Jungle, The History and Future of Nature in the City by Ben Wilson, The Crisis of Democratic Capitalism by Martin Wolf, Harry Bridges, Labor Radical, Labor Legend by Robert Cherney, Let the Record Show, A Political History of ACT UP New York, 1987 to 1993 by Sarah Schulman, Liliana's Invincible Summer, A Sister's Search for Justice by Cristina Riviera Garza, A Tragic Story of Mexican Femicide, Tabula Rasa, Volume 1 by John McPhee. I read everything he writes. How Elites Ate the Social Justice Movement by Frederick DeBoer. The Death of Public School, How Conservatives Won the War Over Education in America by Kara Fitzpatrick. Crossings, How Road Ecology is Shaping the Future of Our Planet by Ben Goldfarb. Fighting for Now, Diversity and Discord in the National Organization for Women by Kelsey Kretschmer. Before the Movement, The Hidden History of Black Civil Rights by Dylan Pennyroth. Bottoms Up and the Devil Laughs, A Journey Through the Deep State by Carrie Howley. Some People Need Killing, A Memoir of Murder in My Country by Patricia Evangelista, a horrifying report on the extrajudicial killings in the Philippines. Unworthy Republic, The Dispossession of Native Americans and the Road to Indian Territory by Claudio Sant. Sparks, China's Underground Historians and Their Battle for the Future by Ian Johnson. And if you're into audiobooks, both free and not, A True History of the United States, Indigenous Genocide, Racialized Slavery, Hypercapitalism, Militarist Imperialism, and Other Overlooked Aspects of American Exceptionalism by Daniel Sarazen. Working by Robert Caro. Both Alexander Hamilton and Grant by Ron Chernow. The Secret Life of Groceries, The Dark Miracle of the American Supermarket by Benjamin Lohr. The Seed Detective, Uncovering the Secret Histories of Remarkable Vegetables by Adam Alexander. Seaweed Chronicles, A World at the Water's Edge by Susan Hand Slatterly. Subversive Southerner, Ann Braden and the Struggle for Racial Justice in the Cold War South by Catherine Fossey. Alan Lomax, The Man Who Recorded the World by John Schwez. Grand Delusion, The Rise and Fall of American Ambition in the Middle East by Stephen Simon. Going Infinite by Michael Lewis. Purely for work to prepare for our trip to Brazil, here are the last two that are must if you get the opportunity to go there. Into the Amazon, The Life of Candido Rondon, Trailblazing Explorer, Scientist, Statesman, and Conservationist by Larry Roter. Occupying Schools, Occupying Land, How the Landless Workers Movement Transformed Brazilian Education by Rebecca Tarlow. Don't take my word for it, but you won't go wrong with any of these either. Go ye and do likewise. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.